Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And do that just before you go subscribe to Rich Galen's thrice weekly cyber column. You can do both of those. I'll throw in a discount on mine. How about you, Rich? You give them a discount.
Well, mine's cheaper than yours. Yeah. It's free.
how can free be cheaper than free? I don't understand. Mullings.com is the website. Rich Galen is our guest. As you can tell, we always have a great time together. Rich is talking politics with us. Rich, we got a... I've been saying that for a while now that if you love politics and you don't care what it looks like, that you're in a jar of candy. You got candy and chocolate covered peanuts all over the place. It's an exciting time if you love politics. But I also so this is going to be one of the most interesting midterm elections in my lifetime. But I also think, Rich, that it may be coming down to being the most important election in my lifetime. What do you think? Is that hyperbole?
I think you may be right about that, especially what we've seen over the last nearly 2 years now, that with absolutely no break or governor on what the president's wanted to do. I think it was Will Rogers who said the nation never sleeps so soundly as when the Congress is in recess.
Right.
And you know, when people complain about gridlock in Washington, as far as I'm concerned, that's good news.
I like gridlock.
Almost nothing good ever comes out of here.
I like gridlock.
Yeah.
Because we know that the Republicans and the Democrats, we had all Republican all the time in the last decade, and we know what some of the excesses were there. Now
yeah.
we got the same thing. So gridlock is our friend, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, one party government I don't think works. I don't whether it's Republicans or Democrats in charge, you got to have somebody that dangles the keys to the jail in front of somebody's nose to make sure that they stay on the straight and narrow.
Well, and it's the reason why Anthony Kennedy. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is one of the most powerful guys in the world. He's the swing vote in the Supreme Court.
That's right. He's the swing vote, and thank God he's unbelievably smart.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not ideologically driven. He's
exactly
driven by his belief in the law.
Apparently, he's very intellectually honest. So talk to us about the election. What's going to happen?
If I had to bet right this second, I would say that Republicans will pick up somewhere in the neighborhood of 55-0 seats in the House. It could go.
Say that again. 55. What kind of seats?
50 seats in the House.
55 seats. Okay. All right.
My current betting is that we will, in spite of Delaware, that we will end up 50-50 in the Senate, and that leads to a power sharing agreement, which again is fine with me.
Well, power share 50-50 means they got Joe Biden.
Well, but that's right. But the nature of the Senate, well, they will organize. I mean, they'll have the majority leader, but they'll be the divisions on the committees will be equal, and there's a lot of staff assignments will be equal.
How many seats, if somebody switches sides,
which somebody probably will.
You think someone will switch sides?
Ago, Jim, if I would have said, you know, I think we can get to 49-51 in the Senate, he would have said, "Don't ever have him back on here again." I thought he knew what he was talking about. We can't get to 49. What do you know?
Well, let me ask you a question: who's going to switch sides?
I don't have any idea, but it's somebody like Lieberman might be talked into it if he get an assignment he's been pining for
to go.
Thought Jeffords was going to switch sides. Last time we had 50-50, remember, and we had Cheney was vice president.
Right.
Jeffords switched sides and threw the deal over to the Democrats.
So Lieberman would go to the Republican side?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not
interesting.
Will, but
interesting. Yeah, very interesting. Example. Well, now how many seats do the Republicans need to have in the House to gain control?
39.
Net 39.
Yeah. So, but it's a zero-sum game. So every seat one side wins, the other side loses, so it increases the majority,
right,
or decreases.
Do the Republic? Do the which party has more exposure in terms of open seats?
The Democrats do, but that's not that's really not the issue this year. The issue really is who is sitting. What's the the geographic, demographic, and political makeup of the district,
right,
that any member is in? That's really more important than,
right,
whether you're going for an open.
Well, the power of the incumbency is pretty strong, though.
Not this year because of the nature of the national.
Very interesting.
It's a national campaign, so individuals aren't,
yeah,
nearly as important.
Okay.
In some years, when there's no vast national overhanging, my wife just set off the alarm.
This is the reason why we have you here, for the scintillating political insight and the ambiance of the sound of the background. But okay, so what about so 50 senators on both sides, split down the middle, and about 50, and also you coming up, you just came up with one number, 50 for both of them then.
We're going to pick up 50 seats in the House.
Yeah, but you said also
50-50
in the, 50-50 in the Senate.
It'd be 9 in the Senate.
Yeah, okay, but it'd still be 50-50. I'm trying to, anyway. Look, what about governors? Quickly, what about the governors?
I don't know the exact number, but there will likely be zero governors that turn from Democrat to Republican to Democrat, and probably 6 or 7 that will turn from Democrat.
Okay,
to Republican.
So it's still shaping up to be pretty good for the Republicans.
We'll know pretty early.
Interesting.
I mean, we'll know by 7:30 what kind of night it's going to be.
Gotcha. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Okay,
look. Rich Galen, Mullings.com. Check it out. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.